It's a metaphor. I love metaphors. Again, I'm a language teacher. I talk in metaphors, sometimes a little too often, and get to the point where my students don't know what I'm talking about. But we're going to talk about microaggressions, but visualize it in terms of a mosquito. I would like you to ponder this, reflect on this, and then we'll debrief very briefly what you take away from this.
For people who still don't think that microaggressions are a problem.
Oh, you're so well-spoken.
Oh, just imagine, instead of being a stupid comment, a microaggression is a mosquito bite.
Ugh, it's a compliment.
Mosquito bites and their itch are one of nature's most annoying features. But if you're only bitten every once in a while...
No, where are you really from?
Cleveland?
Sure, it's annoying, but it's not that big a deal. The problem is that some people get bitten by mosquitoes a lot more than other people. I mean, a lot more. Whether it's on a date...
Oh, your English is so good.
Excuse me?
Going grocery shopping.
You know, everything happens for a reason.
I'm just fine now.
Commuting to work.
So when are you gonna have a baby?
Watching TV.
We have to keep the Redskins name. It's part of our culture and history.
Or just walking down the street with your partner.
I couldn't even tell you were gay.
Mosquitoes seem to pop up everywhere.
Do you know John can be shopping in my
jacket? Of course, beyond just being annoying, some mosquitoes carry truly threatening diseases that can mess up your life for years.
Astrophysics? Maybe you should try this challenging major.
Ow, my dreams.
And other mosquitoes carry strains that can even kill you.
It looked like you was up for trouble, okay? I felt threatened.
So next time you think someone's overreacting, just remember... Some people experience mosquito bites all the time.
You're all so exotic, wow.
And by mosquito bites, we mean microaggressions.